Roz. Hello, Roz.
Hi, Danny.
What's going on, Roz?
Well, I'm actually turning potatoes over under the grill, but you pick upon my pet hate of being locked in. Wayfair's been locked in at Norwich.
Now, before we carry on, Roz, are those taters going to be all right while we have this call? Because it could go on for four or five minutes.
Yeah.
Sure?
Yeah. I've turned them over, and the old man's barbecuing and cooking the beans and
he's
everything.
He's got a... Wow! Did you predict this barbecue, or has it just happened because it is a nice day?
Well, the decision was made pretty late on. Mm-hmm. We had to go out and buy more fuel and... Mm-hmm. Nip down and get some meat and everything.
You can't always get the bricks, can you? You can't always get the briquettes, that's what I say.
Oh, no, we don't want briquettes.
You
don't like them, no.
So what do you go for? What do you go for then, Roz?
Well, the... what? Graham, what is it? Cajun pork, you know, he didn't realise.
Cajun pork?
Yeah.
Now, anything that's burnt is called Cajun. I mean, I had some toast in a restaurant. They said, would you like some Cajun bread, sir? I said, no, it's toast. I think we used to call Cajun bread.
Yeah.
Where are you anyway, Roz?
We live near Royston in Hertfordshire.
Okay, so anyone who thinks they might recognise Roz's voice or is in the area, then if you want to call our number, 03459-9693, we'll pass on Roz's number because it's all round Roz's place being the number, the call, I think. So what do you want to say about Norwich?
Listening.
So what do you want to say? Go on, what do you want to say?
Sorry, you want to hear... You actually want me to talk about football?
Well, unless you want to go on about your spuds again.
No, actually, no. I will tell you that I am sort of famous in the Royston Crow this week for being beaten finalist in the ladies' tennis final last week.
In the Royston?
The Royston Tennis Club ladies' doubles final. Beaten finalist,
Well, yes, we go off the air in 55 minutes, but it's up to you. That's what I say, Roz. Roz, what is this ground you keep getting locked in?
No, I've only been locked in it once.
What?
Norwich. The dreaded Norwich.
Why the dreaded Norwich? Why happened?
Well, it's just, I don't know. This must have been three or four seasons ago.
Mm-hmm.
I support Sheffield Wednesday.
Yeah.
Having married into it.
Uh-huh.
As you may have noticed, I've got an East Anglian accent.
Back to the studs again. Anyway, yeah, go on.
Yeah, we were up there, and they decided in their great wisdom, well, I didn't decide, apparently it is law that one, all the way supporters must be locked into the ground.
Well, is it law? Because that's what started me.
I'll come on to that in a minute. So we got locked in, and we were there, oh, God, I mean, you know how it goes on and on
and on.
You know, we ain't going to get back, we're certainly not going to hear the 5 o'clock show, you know,
just
the rate we go, we're not going to hear the 6:06, are we?
We're not going to hear that, we're all stuck. How long
I don't know how long it was, I can't tell you, I was just sort of getting really, really cross, and the number of police, there was a wall of them around us.
Yeah.
And they got videos, they were videoing it. Well, you know, we thought we were going to be in Bernard Matthews turkey commercial.
Wednesday supporters at Norwich bear no particular grudge.
We don't bear anybody any grudge. I mean, I think that particular season we got the award for the best behaved supporters in the land. But no, we had to be locked in. Anyway, I got really, really cross.
I'll bet.
And I was hurling abuse at the video.
You see, that's
hello, Mum. I'm on a police video in Norwich Vault somewhere, you know.
Known troublemaker.
Yeah, known troublemaker. That's it.